Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Nadine and I named today's episode Always Be dot dot dot. And if you want to know what I would fill in that blank, then yeah, keep on listening and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, so I had that idea to record an episode with the title Always Be dot 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 since a few weeks already, but yeah, today's finally the day that I'm recording the episode. And I got that idea because I actually do have a shirt that says Always Be Happy. And I realized throughout the last, I don't know, just when I found that shirt again and I read it again, I was like, yeah, nah, I don't really resonate with that anymore, because always be happy, having that on your shirt and showing that to the world. I mean, of course, happiness is something pretty cool, I guess, but we cannot always be happy. And I don't think that that should be a goal to reach, because just the term always, the word always itself is like, I don't think something can always be the case or always be happening, or you can always feel a certain way. And I feel like that would be also pretty boring. And since everything is changing all the time, also our emotions and the way we feel and stuff like that is changing all the time, so I feel like actually saying always be something cannot, like, I mean, of course we all know that that's not gonna happen anyways, but even if it would happen, I feel like always being happy, I mean, of course it sounds nice, but I feel like through the times we don't feel as happy and all that, those are the moments when we learn, right? I mean, we can always also learn something when we are happy, but still, I feel like both sides are just important for life. Yeah, but that's how I got the idea that I would want to talk a little bit about that, because, yeah, I just realized I don't really resonate with that shirt and what it says. I don't resonate with the shirt. yeah, you get the idea. So, but then I thought to myself, okay, if I would fill in that blank, always be, what would I fill in? And I right away thought, okay, I would fill in always be yourself, or always stay true to who you are, because those of you who know me a bit more and like all my close friends or not so close friends, I feel like people that know me know, or now at least they know that I love Jessie J and her first album, which was released actually 10 years ago, it was called Who You Are. And yeah, one of the songs on that album is called Who You Are, and she sings in the chorus, "Don't lose who you are in the blur of the stars." And yeah, and later on in the chorus it says, "Just be true to who you are." And yeah, I don't know, I'm just very, very grateful and thankful for that song. And it's crazy that that song has been part of my life since then, since 10 years. Okay, what else would I personally fill in after always be? And I would put in always be authentic, which is, I feel like, kind of the same, because when you are yourself and when you are true to who you are, then I feel like you're automatically authentic. So I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand. But yeah, maybe as another word, or like a shorter word to put in. Yeah, but again, I'm realizing that is so different for everyone else out there. Like, some of you might say, always be your best version. And that, like, I feel like whatever you would put in, I just feel like for me, it might feel good to say, always be authentic or always be yourself. But for you, it might, yeah, like, sound better to say always be your best version or stuff, or yeah, whatever. And I feel like if we just put something in that feels good for ourselves and that we resonate with, then that's awesome. But again, like, don't be so hard on yourself with that term always, because yeah, I think I said that in the beginning. I hope I made it clear in the beginning that, of course, we can never feel a certain way always, or always be like that or like that, and we are always changing anyways. Even if we would try to hold on to something, we cannot hold on to anything, really. I feel like I could probably go on rambling forever, and I would come to totally different topics than with what I started. But I feel like I will keep this episode short again. So yeah, I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, and yeah, bye.